Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's coalition partners have threatened to bring down his rule, as they have unanimously decided to bring a motion to dissolve the Knesset. This amid a fierce dispute over whether ultra-Orthodox Jews should continue to be exempted from military service, a question that has divided Israeli society for decades, but now has become a politically explosive due to the ongoing war on Gaza. The war has exposed cracks in the army's ranks and placed immense pressure on the regime to distribute the burden of the military service more equally, as reservists continue to be deployed for extended periods. Frustration has grown over the special status enjoyed by the ultra-Orthodox community, who receive funds but do not serve.
This is a historic crisis that has exploded because of the war. The war has intensified the need for more recruits and placed a huge burden on reservists. Even though Netanyahu wants to grant them exemptions, he is paralyzed by internal pressure from Likud as well as civil society. We might see a last-minute compromise, but it will only buy time. The real crisis will haunt Israelis for years to come.
The trigger behind this latest rupture is the looming Supreme Court deadline requiring legislation to regulate conscription of the ultra-Orthodox, with ultra-Orthodox parties demanding sweeping exemptions. Other right-wing groups are resisting what they see as inequality.
This law has always been controversial, but the ongoing war in Gaza has made the need to enlist the Haredim even more pressing. There's a growing sense of injustice that the ultra-Orthodox don't fight or sacrifice, yet receive massive funding.
With the religious parties turning on Netanyahu and the so-called secular factions pushing back against inequality, the prime minister now finds himself cornered.
The longer the war drags on, the more this crisis will deepen. Religious parties now accuse Netanyahu of betrayal, saying he favored settlers and far-right figures like Ben-Gvir and Smotrich over their interests. But ultimately, this crisis is deeper than the current moment.
If the bill passes in preliminary readings, it would mark the first formal step towards new elections, potentially Israel's sixth in less than 5 years. The battle lines are being drawn in the Knesset, and with the opposition moving swiftly and decisively, the future of Israel's current regime hangs in the balance. Whether this move succeeds or not, one thing is clear: the political crisis is far from over. Naqa Hamid reporting for Press TV, Ramallah, Occupied West Bank.